Finding George Orwell in Burma by Emma Larkin. Narrated by Emily Durante. Copyright 2004 by Emma Larkin. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Penguin Press, a member Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. George Orwell? I said slowly. G-E-O-R-G-E-O-R-W-E-L-L. But the old Burmese man just kept shaking his head. We were sitting in the baking hot front room of his house in a sleepy port town in Lower Burma. The air was oppressive and muggy. I could hear mosquitoes whining impatiently around my head, and I was about to give up. The man was a well-known scholar in Burma, and I knew he was familiar with Orwell. But he was elderly. Cataracts had turned his eyes an oystery blue, and his hands trembled as he readjusted his sarong. I wondered if he was losing his memory, but after several failed attempts, I made one final stab. George Orwell, I repeated, the author of 1984. The old man's eyes suddenly lit up. He looked at me with a brilliant flash of recognition, slapped his forehead gleefully, and said, "You mean the prophet!" A year before George Orwell died in 1950, his typewriter was confiscated. Orwell lay tucked under an electric blanket in a small wooden chalet in the green and pleasant heart of the Cotswolds, dying of pulmonary tuberculosis. Piled around his sickbed were a variety of books, tomes on Stalin and on German atrocities in the Second World War, a study of English laborers in the 19th century, a few Thomas Hardy novels.